Coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
Unbelievable how much time it was wasted and how much money was wasted and the amount of time I spent in a very anxious state of mind. It really prevented me from being the best version of myself and my children. And I think that's what I lament the most is my inability to live in the moment and be my best me. I think my children in some cases just they missed out and I missed out on that. And so, you know, fair was my sincere effort in fixing a very big problem.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free.
Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is The Insider Secret to Seamless Co-Parenting with Michael Daniels, the creator of the Fair Parenting app. I'm Susan Guthrie.
And I'm Rebecca Zung. Today, we are so happy to have with us Michael Daniels, the founder and CEO of Fair, a groundbreaking app that seamlessly streamlines key aspects of family management for co-parents raising children together. You can download the app for both Apple and Android devices, and through the app, manage all of the details, both large and small, that arise when co-parenting your children in the modern age. The creation of the app grew out of Michael's own challenges as the divorced father of two grade school age children trying to navigate life and the family court system. His own story and the experience he had enabled him to personally connect with end users. In fact, the app is so innovative and transformative that Michael has secured a partnership with Academy Award winner and Goop guru Gwyneth Paltrow, who is providing support and guidance to Fair and its user base grows. Since Gwyneth and Chris Martin famously consciously uncoupled, they have gone on to successfully co-parent together under the bright light of celebrity. Her support for Fair is indicative of its success in helping parents to work together cooperatively for their children's sakes. Today, in the United States, there are over 40 million people co-parenting with an ex-spouse. An app like Fair makes the process easier and alleviates many of the conflicts that can arise, allowing for more time to focus on the kids themselves. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Rebecca and Susan.
Michael, welcome from me as well. We have been working really hard to get you on the show. We're really excited to have you explain Fair, your co-parenting app, to our listeners, because so many people are co-parenting today. You know, Rebecca mentioned there are 40 million people in the U.S. co-parenting with an ex. And the difficulties that arise when people are trying to co-parent their children in two separate households can be really, really complicated. And you've addressed this by creating Fair. I know you are the divorced dad of two really beautiful kids. I see them on your Instagram feed. And I know you face some challenges in co-parenting, and that's kind of what led you or gave you the inspiration for the app. Would you mind sharing a little bit of your own situation and how Fair came about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So I am, like you said, a divorced dad. I was separated, I guess, the latter part of 2008. And, you know, the whole process is what really caused me to realize that something's really broken here. Yeah, I have a background in classical architecture, and sometimes I think about this because my personal experience and what I went through isn't necessarily unique. I think many people would relate with it, just the constant struggles. You think you have settlement and everything's going to be fine, and things aren't fine. Things continue to flare up. Misunderstandings and disagreements end up into costly court motions. And so, you know, I just really wanted to create something that was going to mitigate some of those problems. And in my background in classical architecture, I kind of like was thinking about this the other day, just thinking about this podcast and thinking to myself, I wonder, you know, one of the things that has really probably influenced me, because in classical, of course, architecture really focuses on the Renaissance. And, you know, there's nothing more important to a classical architect than balance, symmetry, and harmony. And it's to really bring order to chaos. That's what they do. So if you ever been in southern France or northern Italy, you know, you'll see these amazing gardens. And I think it's a great, it's very analogous to our lives, and especially this area of our life. If you want to have a, you know, the interesting thing about it is leave things to nature. There are no straight lines in nature. Things can go in any direction. The beauty of these classical gardens is that they truly bring unbelievable precision to what would be chaos, but it requires work. It requires us to continue to tend to it. And by doing so, you're really creating good, fertile foundation and soil for your children to grow up in. And so it's important as a successful human being, I think, to utilize the tools that are out there. And FAIR is definitely the best one for what we're doing here, and for co-parents, that is. And really, you're going to be able to provide some stability and some order and fairness to this to your children's lives. And just bringing in more of my experience was just this. It's just unbelievable how much time it was wasted and how much money was wasted and the amount of time I spent in a very anxious state of mind. And it really prevented me from being the best version of myself and my children. And I think that's what I lament the most is my inability to live in the moment and be my best me. I think my children, in some cases, just they missed out, and I missed out on that. So, you know, FAIR was my sincere effort in fixing a very big problem.
What you were saying reminded me of, you know, one of the other episodes we have. We called it "Out of Chaos Comes Clarity," because it kind of, you know, out of your chaos you make order, right? So we know that as divorce attorneys that the difficulties of divorce don't end with the divorce, especially if you have children, because you're going to continue to co-parent. And even though you can't be married anymore, you're going to be in each other's lives forever. I know that. I have children with my ex-husband. And, you know, as they graduate or have birthdays or whatever, you're still going to be in each other's lives. So, and eventually, you know, as they get married and have grandchildren and all that sort of thing, you'll continue to see each other no matter what. But immediately after the divorce, there's this new normal that starts to happen. And, you know, you now have two houses, a parenting schedule, shared expenses, all sorts of things that make it complicated. So we thought we would have you go through each of these challenges and how, and have you describe how the FAIR app can help parents manage these details. The first thing that comes to my mind is that parenting plans, you know, they're complicated, but they have schedules really for the regular week, holidays, vacations. So how does the app help parents to coordinate the schedule, first of all?
Sure. Well, I came up with each of these features for, well, there are several features, but there are four key ones that I honed in on that I felt like if you could reach consensus with the other party and keep these things transparent, you'd really mitigate a lot of things from escalating. And so I'll go through them here. So first and foremost was probably admissible messaging. Admissible messaging is very important because my attorney, who's now a sitting judge, she had told me at the time, you know, only communicate in emails with your ex because those are going to be admissible in court, and text messages can be kind of challenged because people can delete and kind of manipulate it a little bit. And so I would communicate in emails, but I'd get responses in text messages. And so, you know, creating all of this was very frustrating. So with the app, you have the ease of text messaging with the admissibility of emails. And so that really keeps things simple for you. The expense tracker is super important because, you know, people are very good about keeping a mental inventory of their own contributions, but very seldomly do they acknowledge the contributions made by the other person. And that's natural. I mean, that's what we do. But with the app, it keeps everything very easy. Once you log an expense, you put in how much you spent, what it was. You can leave notes there, which child was it for, and you categorize it as one of the involuntary expenses, be it medical, unpaid medical, extracurricular, dental, school. There's a slew of other ones, but anyway, you just have to select one of those and log the expense. And again, it keeps things very transparent. So you can see at a glance, the receipts are saved in there. You don't have to worry about keeping paper audit trails or reconciling daily logs every night. You're always ready. I mean, God forbid, we don't want things to escalate to court motions, but if they did, you are going to be prepared with the facts. And, you know, nothing's going to represent you better than the truth, and FAIR is going to represent the absolute truth. And then you have the co-parenting calendar, which I think is absolutely a godsend, because I used to use, you know, you use Google Calendar, I used to use Google Spreadsheets, just to think about all the different applications that you would use. But the problem with Google Calendar is because it's not color coordinated, mom's days are in one color, dad's days are in another color. So if dad has to be out of town for some reason, he need only select on the day, request to forfeit the day to mom. Mom would then get a notification to her phone. She can either accept or deny. If she accepts the forfeit, the day changes to mom's color, and it does not switch back unless mom releases it back to dad again. And by doing this, it just keeps everything on the record. So 6 months down the road, you're able to show, well, I had the kid on that day. And these were the notes I left there. You can even input. It's set up with geo tracking, so you can actually even put in there the location of the event that you're scheduling, and that way mom automatically knows where to go. And this is just becomes a wonderful tool, because so too many times this sort of thing gets lost in translation, so to speak, because parents just look. I say this all the time, but this is the only area of life that you can be in a civil suit with another human being and have to go on communicating with that person for years to come. So you're trying to take the opportunity to communicate something important, and it ends up, it becomes an opportunity rather for one person to try to settle some score. Like, you're always late, or are you going to be on time again? Just the way we word things end up causing,
I love it when you say that. It definitely sounds like somebody who's been there.
Yeah.
I think for our listeners, mm-hmm. it's really key for them to feel like...
Oh, I've been there in spades, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why your app is so successful, because your own personal experiences, each of these little areas that you've just spoken about, which are so complicated when you're trying to co-parent with your ex, with all the emotion that's around that, the app sort of takes it down to the tech level, right? It removes a lot of that emotion, because your interaction is now through the app. It's all being tracked. And it's also simplified. I was just thinking, you know, specific to the calendar, what you were just talking about, to break that down maybe a little bit more for our listeners, the calendar itself. So when you open the app, and I have the app on my phone myself, I play with it. I find it really intuitive, really easy to work with. And the calendar is what opens up initially, because I think that's the thing that parents in their post-divorce life deal with every day, right? Where are the kids? What are they doing? What's happening today? Who's going where? And so when that calendar opens up, it's, you know, one color for one parent, another color for the other parent. So how does that all get put in there when the parties download the app and sign up with FAIR? How do they get all that information into the app?
Yeah, we're referencing your settlement agreement, or your parenting plan, I should say. You know, you could either do it yourself, or we do provide the service. If people just don't trust that the other person's going to do it properly, we'll do a one-time setup. it's not that hard to do either. I mean, you have options for, let's say soccer practice is going to be for the next 3 months and it's going to be on a Tuesday. Well, you can set it up inside the app for soccer practice as a special event to reoccur every day, every other day. I'm sorry, every day, every week, every other week, every month, every other month, or year, or every other year. So, and then you can have a start date and a finish date. And so as soon as you plug all of this stuff in, you're on co-parenting autopilot. It makes things very easy. So if you know mom's got Christmas on odd years and dad has them on even years, you can set it up in the app. It takes you about 10 minutes and that's it. You're good to go. We do have it set that one parent can input for the other parent's days, because oftentimes one parent is the one who's better at this as far as doing all of this detailed stuff. But it just requires that the other parent, accept it. They'll get a notification saying, "Hey, mom just inputted all of these days. Take a look at them. And if you're good with it, just hit accept, and then it'll populate." So,
and then it's all in there. Right? It's all in there and the app's there every day. They can just open it up and see what's supposed to happen from now into the future.
Right. I mean, obviously special events can be added and exchanged and things can be tweaked as you move along. No doubt, that will happen. You've mentioned before in some of your other podcasts is that nothing is set in stone. We expect things to change,
That's the only thing that's set in stone, that things are going to change.
We'll never completely eliminate chaos, but we can, like you said, try to bring order to some of it.
Yes.
I just think it's a wonderful thing because, if you can get a hold of, our lives are full of chaos. Like I think to myself, we use collaborative tools socially, we use them professionally, and it's very important to use one in this very specific area of your life because this is what matters the most. It affects your children. It affects the people that they're in, the insecurities that they may have as they grow up. And so I'm using it all the time now for the last 2 years, I guess. And I find that it just brings some tranquility to my life. Cause I used to get really worked up, get upset. And I don't know who it was. Maybe you'll know, but who is it who says the weak revenge, the strong forgive, and the intelligent ignore? Who was that?
I don't know, but I've seen that and I love it because it's very true. It must be Buddha or Confucius. Somebody who is very enlightened and,
and it's so true. If you can stop trying to be right and just start trying to be effective, and when things you've got nothing to gain, you gotta let it go, man. You gotta learn to ignore and just stay focused on the documentation. Just stay focused on putting the order within the app. And I mean, I went through a lot building the app. I mean, I took this very seriously. Again, my background is in design and that sort of thing. And so for me to create an app that was sensitive to the subject matter. So it's casual fonts, it's soft color tones. I designed it to be psychologically conflict diffusing to its users.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com. Also make sure to download your free meditation at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation. Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on The Insider Secret to Seamless Co-Parenting with Michael Daniels, the creator of the Fairer Parenting App.
The number one predictor for children having difficulties later in life is the level of conflict between their parents. And it doesn't matter if the conflict is over the children or not. It's just that there's conflict. They can be arguing over whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, or they can be arguing over the kids.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including Maybe You Really Are Better Apart with noted attorney and author Gabrielle Hartley.
I would suggest that getting divorced can be the point where we can launch our lives forward and that your life can become even better than it was. So not only does it not have to be ruinous, your divorce can actually be a transformative opportunity, although I know it does not feel like an opportunity when it's happening.
And now we return to today's show.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, one of the things that we need to say for our listeners here is, you know, the app is great, but it really starts with having a really good parenting plan because, you know, if you don't have a specific parenting plan to input into the app, it's not going to do you any good. And so, you know, for those of you out there that think, oh, we're getting along and we'll just put something very vague in the agreement that says the kids can just come back and forth or dad can see them whenever he wants or something like that. There is nothing there to enforce. And so when communications end up breaking down, which sometimes they do, when especially when new significant others come into the picture, then, you know, you're going to want to have an agreement that you can fall back on. And you know, apps like this are fantastic if you have a specific parenting plan to put in there. So the other thing I wanted to say is, you know, one of the things that I was thinking of when you were talking about all of your situation was when I went through my own divorce, the only one I hope I ever have. I'm happily remarried for 18 years now. When I went through my divorce, I remember saying to my mom at the time, I wish that I could just take my kids and freeze them over here. Let me clean up my life and then go back and get them, you know, so that I just felt like so much of their childhood was being impacted by having this crazy mother who was dealing with the divorce along with everything else in my life. And, but you know, of course you can't do that. They're right there with you. So, you know, the more that you can have something that is helpful, to the parents for their peace of mind, the better it is, you know? So
better for everyone. Yeah.
The better it is for everyone, you know, the parents and the children involved. So that's what is so great about this. You know, when the kids are being shuttled between two households, schools, activities, pickup and drop-offs can be a challenge and a source of conflict for parents. FAIR has an ingenious way of dealing with this. You mentioned it briefly earlier on in the show, but geo-tracking, I think that you guys are the only app that actually has this feature. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I call it check-in, geo-check-in, because it's funny, initially I did use the word tracker, and I, it's a funny story, I had a user email us, and she's like, she says, I want to delete the app. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What, you know, what seems to be the problem? She says, well, your geo tracker isn't a geo tracker. I'm like, well, I don't understand. She's like, I want to be able to know where he is at all times.
You wanted to track you.
Yeah.
Track him.
And you know, it's, so what it is, the way it works and the reason.
It's not a stalking tool.
It's not a stalking tool.
It actually arose out of something that happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, I did. It did personally. So, and I think this probably was the thing that really tipped it for me. You know, I was going through the whole 2-year process of waiting to get settlement because you're arguing on different things as a custody battle. So the judge had placed an order. We had a guardian ad litem involved at the time. It was a big mess. Anyway, so a judge had made an order for me to deliver the children on a Saturday between a 2-hour window down in Miami, which was 43 miles away from me, where I live. And I had driven all the way down there with my children, and I'm literally sitting there in the driveway, and nobody's at home. Nobody's picking up the phone. I tried calling a few different family members, and nobody was picking up, and nobody was there. So I was thinking to myself, after about 30 minutes, I said, this is ridiculous. I'm going home. So I head home, and I got all the way home, and then I got a call from my attorney, who had just been contacted by her attorney, saying that I was in violation of this court order. And of course, at this point, I'm just like all up in arms about this. I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be accused of lying. This is ridiculous. But I knew that I have to go see a judge, and the material fact was that the children weren't delivered, and I probably would have been accused of not showing up, and that could have been very damaging for me, for my case, and I probably could have altered my entire future with my children. Now, as a general rule, what attorneys tell their clients to do is go to McDonald's, buy a $1 French fries, and keep the receipt, you know, a nearby McDonald's.
Prove you were there, right?
Right, to prove that you were at least down in the vicinity.
You had a way of proving, didn't you?
Right. Well, fortunately for me, I had taken the turnpike.
Toll roads.
Yeah, I had taken the turnpike.
The one time you're happy to have a toll.
Exactly. So by accessing my SunPass records, I could prove that I was, you know, within a mile of her house. And so I was cleared. But that whole thing, just everybody arguing, still cost me $800 that day to have the attorneys, you know, to go back and forth on it. So, you know, and you know, the funny thing is some people say, well, don't attorneys want people to fight? But I found, you know, that used to be my cynical view initially as well. But I have found that my biggest proponents of these app are attorneys, are mediators, are legal professionals of all kinds. They don't look at this as job security. I think, you know, these are people who have consciences, and they hate to see the damage that's doing to people's lives. They would much rather have a happy client use an app like this. The discovery process becomes much more simple for them, as well as for the client. The client walks away as happy, and the attorney's more likely to get a referral in the future. They don't want people.
I mean, I think most attorneys feel that way too. I mean, I had a situation one time where the husband got the kids on a Friday afternoon, and he called me up and said, she dropped them off without any clothes. And I want you to file a motion, you know, that she's supposed to, you know, bring the clothes or whatever. And I said, you know, you could have gone to Target and bought clothes for the weekend for less than the cost of this phone call.
Yeah.
Way less.
I mean, I think you should hear that. People need to hear that again. For the amount of money that it's costing you to bitch about something, you can just go solve the problem. And that is the truth.
Well, and it's true. I mean, honestly, that's why I'm such a big proponent of the app, is because when things are not clear, when it's complicated, things get lost in translation, things get forgotten, people just don't, you know, it's hard. And the easier you can make it for people means the less conflict you have between mom and dad over everyday things that shouldn't really be a source of conflict, because every little argument you have is going to affect your relationship with your co-parent, and by reason of that, it affects your children. I remember going to a seminar once and hearing that the number one predictor for children having difficulties later in life is the level of conflict between their parents. And it doesn't matter if the conflict is over the children or not. It's just that there's conflict. They can be arguing over whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, or they can be arguing over the kids. But so the app is, you know, brilliant because it reduces the complications or the difficulty of understanding, you know, what's happening every day, what the expenses are, all of that. But it also just reduces the conflict. But I did want to make sure people hear about the expense side of things, because that's also another area where that's been hugely litigious in my practice, where people, because, you know, you have, yes, child support, so that's pretty simple to understand usually. But then most states have laws around sharing the children's unreimbursed medical expenses, sharing work-related childcare costs, and many parents have agreements around sharing extracurricular activities and other expenses of the children. And that can get so complicated, so convoluted, with credits back and forth. And the app has just a wonderful way of keeping track of all that. You mentioned, you know, briefly the expenses, but can you talk a little bit more about how the app simplifies the expense sharing for parents?
Well, I mean, it's as simple as proving things. And I found it to be very important to put in those the categories of involuntary expenses. These are expenses that you're expected to share. And just by keeping a pie chart there, you can click on all and you can check, you know, any particular month since inception or year to date. And you're able to just to see visually in a pie chart, you know, who's contributed what and what percentage that accounts for. And just to have the paper trail always there, you can see every receipt and you can take up the 3 photos per expense that you input. And the other parent's able to see it at all times. So there's just no more arguing. I mean, if you want to argue about, you know, choosing to shop at, you know, Louis Vuitton are versus Target. I get that. I mean, there's no doubt about that, where people choose to shop. And you're never going to completely eliminate arguments, but at least it's visible. Everything's completely transparent. I think that's of utmost importance.
Yeah, I think it's great that each parent can see the receipt for everything. They can see how much money was spent. They can see, isn't there a pie chart or a chart that actually?
Yeah. Just, I don't know if you heard it, just mentioned that.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
If you click on all, you will see a pie chart. And the pie chart can then be, you can show different months. So you can just click on either January, February, I mean, all every month, year to date, or since inception. And it'll show you the amounts and what percentage mom contributed in March or year to date versus dad. And yeah, so the pie chart, just, I like visuals, but to me, visuals are very important. They communicate very quickly. And the idea is to communicate seamlessly without having to communicate verbally. Because that's where that is the center for all problems is verbal communication. In my view, verbal communication is people come away, what is it that people do? They whisper in each other's ears with that practice we do.
The telephone tag. Yeah,
exactly. Everything changes verbally, but when things are written down and things are visual, you can see it. It just, you eliminate the problem and hence reduce the conflict that children are being raised with. It's sad. It's really sad. The studies that take place. And if parents would just use this and use light tools. I mean, there's several things out there in life, so many resources. I mean, this podcast being a resource, if people spend the time to educate themselves and to think about these things, you know, it's tending to that garden. You are going to create a great environment for your children to be raised in. It doesn't, you know, the solution in life isn't let's stay together. I know we all feel bad. I know I did for a while. I said, oh no, now my kids are part of this, their statistic. They're part of this group of people who are less likely to, more likely to have all these problems because I'm divorced. But the truth is that, you know, it's better to be, it's how about how we handle it. It's better to be a good quality co-parent, very responsible co-parent, than it is to be in a very contentious relationship. I think that's probably more damaging. It's just how we handle it.
Yeah, that's so true. Totally agree. We're running really, really short on time. There's a couple of things. I just wanted to personally mention one of my favorite features of the app is that you can download a report of the communications or any piece of the you know, interaction for the court so that you can take it to court and use it as an exhibit if need be. I love that aspect of it. But I really want to make sure that we get you to share your exciting story of how you met Gwyneth Paltrow and how she became your partner on the app. Would you share that with our listeners?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I it was July of 2016 that I started building the app, and by August I had been contacted by Apple, who was starting this new tech series called Planet of the Apps. And I felt like it was a long shot because my background is not in tech. My background is not in law. It's not in the financial world either. And here I was dabbling in all three. And so I thought, wow, this is going to be a little intimidating. But they started, they had over 10,000 apps or something like this that they were up for consideration. 100 of us were selected. And of the 100, 20 of us got partnerships. And I was one of the 20. And I chose Gwyneth because she's a very gracious person. This is something that's dear to her heart. She's been through it. It's something very personal, and I like that. I like her passion for it, and the fact that she's been as kind to say, listen, you know, I'm here for you. You're free to use my name and branding and your branding, and I think that's just a huge plus for me. And I'll get her more involved as time moves on and we continue to grow. But she's just been a wonderful help, and she's been kind enough when she comes down in Miami. I've met with her a couple times, and she stays in touch. I think it's just wonderful that somebody in her position is willing to do that with me. But one thing I would say, and I know we're coming close short on time here, is that you know, FAIR, which again I don't think I mentioned this, it stands for Family Advocacy Is Your Responsibility, FAYR. A lot of times people misspell it going into the App Store, but you know, it's really important for us to get user feedback. It helps us to make the app better. It's really important to me because I'm one person from one set of life experiences and everybody else comes from their own, and it helps me make the app even better. And if the app's working well for you, like we really appreciate any reviews you give us, especially, you know, 5-star reviews really help us grow. But if there are problems, I want people to reach out to me personally. They can email me at michael@fair.com. And we take all of those inputs very seriously. And if you're willing to do that, I mean, we'll mail you something. So just for having taken the time to give us your feedback. So but I would leave it there.
Well, I love that you're always open to that feedback. And I know you are constantly making changes and tweaks to the app to make it even better. I want to make sure that we let our listeners know how they can get more information on FAIR and about the memberships. And I also, you mentioned you have a really great offer for our listeners. So maybe you could tell them how to get more information on FAIR and about that offer.
Yes. You please go to, fair.com or you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at BeFair, BeFayr. And of course for your listeners, we have a promotion code. It's Susan18. So they're able to, input that code into there'll be a screen that pops up, input the code and you get a 20% discount on any of FAIR's subscriptions for life. So, thank you. Looking forward to helping everyone's co-parenting needs.
Well, thank you very much for that. That is a really great offer for our listeners. And that's for a lifetime membership, right, Michael? I mean,
Well, we have lifetime membership still available right now. It's not something that's going to last that long. We're taking on a lot of, we have a lot of interest from VC firms. And of course, VC firms don't like to see lifetime membership. But right now, it's still on until the end of the year. So, that's a little incentive to jump on it because I can't sustain it forever. It's kind of like, when people got XM radio, you know, if you were one of the people who got in when they first got there, you got it for life. And that's kind of like where we're at.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. This has been so helpful and informative for our listeners. And to all of you out there that are co-parenting, whether you're one of the 40 million or maybe you're soon to be co-parents who are ex-spouses, remember that even if you're not married or a couple anymore, you have to be able to work together for your kids. And you can definitely do it easier and have your life be more peaceful by doing it through FAIR, F-A-Y-R.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.